The following is an article from Health Magazine, our special sleep edition from summer 2023, published by the Southwest Utah Public Health Foundation.
Snoring 101 by Shauna Chavez, Southwest Utah Public Health Department Clinical Assistant. Narrated by Shauna Chavez. What is snoring? Snoring refers to the noise that sometimes occurs as we breathe while sleeping and is typically caused by narrowing of the upper airway. The sound it creates can range from soft whistling to loud rumbling or snorting. It happens when the tissues at the back of the throat, which naturally relax during sleep, vibrate together as air passes through. How common is it? Almost all of us snore at times, even babies and children. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly half of all adults snore occasionally, while one-fourth of us are chronic snorers. Based on information collected by the National Sleep Foundation, snoring happens more often in men than women. Why do we snore? There are many reasons why someone might snore. Occasional bouts of snoring might simply be due to nasal congestion that comes with the colder seasonal allergies, making it more difficult to breathe through the nose. Some other reasons that might cause or worsen snoring include anatomy. Conditions that can restrict proper airflow include larger than normal tonsils or adenoids, lymphatic glands located high in the throat, a deviated septum when the thin wall separating the nostrils is off-center, an elongated uvula, the fleshy piece of tissue that hangs at the back of the throat, or a naturally lower thick soft palate, the soft tissue located toward the rear of the roof of the mouth. Sleep position. Snoring is generally more frequent or louder when back sleeping since gravity contributes to the relaxing of tissues in the back of the throat. Being overweight. Snoring is more common in individuals with a body mass index, BMI, greater than 25. Pregnancy. Women in late pregnancy are more likely to snore because of hormonal changes which can cause swelling of nasal tissues. Sleep deprivation. Not getting enough sleep can contribute to snoring because throat tissues relax more deeply when we're overly tired. Using alcohol or sedatives. Drinking alcohol or taking medications that have a sedating effect, especially when used closer to bedtime, can further relax the throat, increasing the frequency and severity of snoring. Age. Snoring becomes more common as we get older because muscles, including those of the throat and tongue, become weaker. Heredity. A family history of snoring means you are more likely to snore also. What can you do to reduce snoring? Be active and get regular exercise. Losing excess weight can lessen snoring. If you generally sleep on your back, switch to side sleeping, which allows for a more open airway. Eliminate alcohol intake or avoid it in the hours before bedtime. Quitting smoking may also reduce snoring as well as improve overall health. Some other things to try include elevating the head of your bed by 3 or 4 inches or swapping out your pillow for one that better supports your head and neck. Over-the-counter nasal strips can help open nasal passages. If you have a cold or seasonal allergies, treating nasal congestion can ease snoring. When is snoring something to worry about? While snoring is common and not normally a cause for concern, chronic snoring, especially when accompanied by other symptoms, may indicate something more serious. Snoring can sometimes be associated with obstructive sleep apnea, a condition where breathing stops and starts many times throughout the night due to limited airflow. This pattern of irregular breathing interrupts the normal respiratory process of taking in oxygen and removing carbon dioxide, waste gases. Untreated sleep apnea can lead to additional health issues like high blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, and type 2 diabetes. The American Heart Association reports that 1 in 5 adults has at least mild sleep apnea. Other symptoms often associated with this condition include restless nights, tossing and turning, feeling excessively tired during the day or falling asleep during meetings or other daytime activities, gasping or choking during the night, waking in the morning with dry mouth, sore throat, or headache, being told that your breathing pauses during sleep, nighttime chest pain, unexplained irritability or moodiness, trouble concentrating, loud snoring that is disruptive to others. Sleep apnea, while rare, can occur in children also. In addition to some of the previously mentioned symptoms, children may exhibit behavioral issues and poor attention span. It's advisable to mention any chronic snoring in children to their doctor as it could indicate an issue with the tonsils or adenoids. Again, snoring can be completely normal. However, if your snoring concerns you or a partner, or if you're experiencing other symptoms, a visit to your physician for further evaluation is warranted. Your doctor can help in diagnosing any possible sleep disorders and recommend a treatment plan.
If listening to this article puts you to sleep, you're welcome.